Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, surprise, surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It got on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east.
We're back at 34 after. We're trying to get into the Halloween mood here a little bit, folks, for you. I just work with us here, okay? Beverly Inman Eba, ladies and gentlemen, who's not the least bit like a monster. She's actually a very nice person, but capable of almost anything. She can be a wild and crazy lady as well. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's one of our top communication experts in our brain trust, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Boo.
Boo. I told you, folks. I told you she's a wild and crazy lady.
I'm dressing up today. Are you dressed up?
I don't have to. I save a fortune on masks. I don't have to have a mask.
I agree. I've seen
you. Thank you. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, you go as a handsome man every day. You did let me finish,
that's it.
Jim.
I'm going as Tom Selleck tonight.
Aha. Uh-huh.
and I don't have to have a mask at all for that scene.
Ah, okay.
It's funny. You know, I know your kids are grown like mine, and although I have grandchildren now who are trick-or-treating, one in particular, but those were the fun days, weren't they, when the kids were little and you were taking them around and seeing how excited they were about it?
We just borrow kids now. My youngest son is still in high school, and so he's dressing up tonight. We're taking a great nephew, and we're going out and
so
doing
this
it.
Is like rent a kid or something?
That's right, rent a kid.
That's good. Hey, you want to talk about something today that I think is very important, and
yeah.
That's getting over that you're not this idea of not being a salesperson.
Yeah.
We're all salespeople, aren't we?
We are, and yet I meet so many small business owners who are very competent in their area of expertise, especially if they're, you know, providing a service. But when you get to talking about sales, so many times you hear, well, you know, I'm not really a salesperson. And if you're not, and if you have a small business and you're not a salesperson, who is?
That's right. That's right.
Where are the sales coming from? I would like to think that, you know, people would just come in groves to Beverly and Manebel, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think we have to reach out there and represent ourselves and represent our company very well, and we need to do it 24/7.
It's one of the challenges. It is the apex challenge of every small business owner who is truly a small business, not a, you know, if you've got, you know, 20 or less employees especially.
Yes.
And that is to get the work done and to keep the pipeline full. Balancing those two things, getting the pipeline filled up, or at least something flowing in the sales pipeline, and then delivering it in a quality way and doing those things simultaneously. I mean, those are two plates that have to be spun at the same moment, aren't they?
That's right. You are a salesperson in part for your company because out of necessity, but secondly, because who knows your business better than you? You know, I have a couple people that sell for me. I can remember when I went out and hired a professional salesperson. Nobody really knows the business quite like that business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another reason that you're a salesperson. And I'd like for people to stop thinking of being a salesperson as something they don't want to do. It's a lot of fun. I know you think that.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. Yeah, it is. I mean, especially if you've been trained and you know what you're doing.
Right. Yesterday I made 3 sales for my company down in Atlanta, and I'm telling you, I could have skipped back home, but dragging the car behind me might have been difficult.
Well, no, you're right. And, you know, there's a friend of mine, a member of our brain trust, a guy named Jack Harbour, is in Montgomery County, Maryland, hard by to Washington, D.C., and he's a Sandler training Sandler Institute guy, and one of his primary products, one of the things he does more than anything else, is he trains professionals how to be professional salespeople, like dentists and architects and accountants and people like that, who typically don't want to think of themselves. They've never thought of themselves as salespeople, but they're starting to realize that they've got to do it. He trains those people who've worked their whole lives to learn how to be whatever they are, but not a minute to learn how to sell it. He does that.
That's right. That's right. I was went to the dentist last month. Had to have a little bit of work done, and I heard my dentist say, "You know, we could do this for you here." And I would say I smiled, but he had, you know, my mouth open. But I thought, "Way to go!"
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Stand by. We got more to come after these messages with our good friend Beverly in Menibo. Stay with us. 20 till. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Gary Moore is going to join us. Gary's one of our financial experts, one of our investment experts in our brain trust. And he's got some scary news for us, folks, some scary thoughts on the economy. No kidding. I mean, this is not just for Halloween. He really does have some. And I'm going to get him, I wanted him to tell us about what his thoughts are on it. And I might even have to take a little bit of debate him a little bit on that. But anyway, we're going to get him on there. And then what could be scarier than a certified public accountant? And so Doug Stives, our resident CPA, is going to be with us in the next hour. And that's always pretty scary. And so we'll get him on there. And that's coming up in the next hour. We're visiting with our good friend Beverly in Menibo, who's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.talklisten.com.
All right. Check that out. There are a lot of things that you can learn there from Beverly. And what about the newsletter? Is it still going out?
Yes, it goes out every month. Are you getting it, Jim?
I am getting it.
All right. Yeah, we have a different topic every month. It's absolutely free. You can go to that website, talklisten.com, click on newsletters, download past events, and sign up. Or you can give us a call at 888-BECAUSE, and we'll get you signed up for that free e-sign.
Sounds good. And, you know, we're talking, folks, about being a salesperson. You know, if you notice, Beverly, one thing I want to point out to people, there is no support group for salespeople. There's no place where people have to go and stand up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim, and I'm a salesperson." You know what I mean? You know what, folks? There's nothing wrong. It's a good thing if you're a salesperson. It's not a bad thing.
That is.
And there's no 12-step programs to try to get you out of being a salesperson. There aren't any of those. It's okay, isn't it, Beverly?
It is, and it's a very honorable profession. My goodness, if we did not have salespeople, this economy, you know, really would be scary because it would come to an abrupt halt.
Nothing happens until somebody makes a sale.
That's right. And one of the benefits of looking yourself in the mirror, and I hope your listeners will look yourself in the mirror and say, "I'm a salesperson," because one of the benefits, if you recognize that you are, you're going to find opportunities to talk about your business, not in a pushy way, but in a way that is of interest and mm-hmm. gets people asking you questions. And that's the ideal way to remember, "I'm a salesperson," all the time, wherever I go.
You know, when back in the 80s, in the early 90s, banks started realizing that they had to sell. They had to get uh-huh. their behinds out of their walnut paneled offices and go out and sell stuff, because they started having a lot more competition. Uh-huh. And I trained a lot of bank organizations how to sell. And it was interesting to see people, I mean, you know, 40, 50-year-old bank executives who'd never had a sales training moment in their life.
Right.
And I trained a lot of them, and it was very interesting to see the whole organizations that were you know, where it was a bank, and nobody in the organization had thought of themselves as a salesperson.
Right.
And when I would go and talk to the president about this, they would, you know, somebody would invite me to come in. I'd talk to the bank president. you know, they would just want me to talk to their loan officers.
Right.
And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, that's not how I work. I said, let me ask you a question. Who sees more people in a day? How many people would your loan officers see in a day? And he said, oh, maybe, you know, 8 or 10, something like that. Maybe 5 or 6, 8 or 10. And I said, okay, how many people do your tellers see in a day? And he said, oh, maybe 60 or 70 each one. And I said, you know, and you don't want to train those people? And, you know, they never thought about it like that.
That's right.
And the only way I would do that sales training is if they let me train everybody from the CEO to the courier.
That's right. And that's what I tell people in small business who want to give this responsibility to one small sector, you know, a salesperson. I know my own company. My professional trainers have said, Beverly, are we ever going to get a professional salesperson? And I looked at them and I said, come here, let me show you something. We go into this room that has this big mirror, and I said, okay.
I knew you were going there.
There they are. We're the ones. And, you know, at first they hate it, and then they get to where they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because selling, and we can talk more about this, you know, after the next break, but selling is really building a relationship.
Because
with most businesses, you're selling to someone, you're going to sell to them again. And we call that, you know, the book Strategic Selling. Really some good concepts.
And, you know, Beverly, that's the thing that people miss in the early stages of coming to terms of being a salesperson, isn't it? They think that selling is foisting something on somebody and that they'll ultimately regret that they bought. And that's not what professional salespeople do, is it?
No, it's not. And nor is it meeting someone somewhere and sticking a business card in their hand.
Right.
And saying, you know, for your plumbing needs, call me. No, it's much savvier than that.
Well, and it's also very much part of the branding activity, isn't it, for your company?
Yes,
I mean, if you're a salesperson, you're responsible. When you're a salesperson, whether it be as the owner or as the person whose card says salesperson or sales representative, regardless, your message is to get that brand out, the message about the brand of the company you're working for, which includes what do you need, when do you need it, what can we do to help. That's what salespeople do. We're going to talk to Beverly and Menebel some more about this, and we're going to talk about how to be an effective salesperson right after these messages. Now that we've convinced you to be one, we're going to teach you how to be effective with it right after these messages with our good friend, Beverly and Menebel, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. We're back. It's 12. No, it's 7 till. The hour's just flying by on me here, especially when I'm having fun with my good friend Beverly and Menebel, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap and co-author of a book I'm holding in front of me called Real World Communication Strategies That Work. Beverly, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Beverly asked me if I'd gotten my copy, my autographed copy of her new book, and I'd forgotten that I had, but it was right in front of me all the time. Real World Communication Strategies That Work, by Beverly and 12 other dynamic experts. And where is that available, Beverly?
It's available in bookstores anywhere across the country.
All right.
Or if they want a signed copy with my beautiful picture on the front, my
right
beautiful
there.
Picture, let me change that, beautiful picture on the front, they can call toll-free at 888-BECAUSE.
Now, the picture is worth the price of the book, folks. And also some other folks, I'm trying to look on the back here, and there are about a dozen folks who've contributed to this book, and so check that out when you get a chance. Okay, let's talk about how to be an effective. Now that we've got everybody saying yes, that's Blasingame and Inman Ebel are right. I'm a salesperson. So now we're like the dog who chased the car and caught it, Beverly. What do we do with it?
I think we approach people with our best self, being friendly, and it's not a direct hit. It's getting to know something about the person, finding out what their needs are, asking questions that start with what and how, and listening to what they want or what they don't want, and adjust whatever you're selling to them, which might be a product or a service or an idea, adjust that to what you've just heard from them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, listen to what they say they want something to do, or what changes that they want. My company, besides our books and products, we sell service. And so a favorite question of mine is, you know, at the end, what result would you like to see? What change do you want in your people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to give me a good clue as to what it is I need to sell to them.
And you know, Beverly, another thing I'd like to point out to folks, if you wanted to become a world-class chef and you didn't know how to cook, what would you have to do? You'd have
to take some training.
If you wanted to become a mechanic, if you wanted to learn how to play the guitar, if you wanted to, you know, become a surgeon, you wouldn't just put a mask on and start cutting people. You'd go get some education. You'd go get some training.
Yes.
Being a salesperson is a profession. It's a professional designation. And there are professional things to know
about being
a salesperson, just like there is about being a surgeon. And so I encourage you, even if your business card doesn't say salesperson, I encourage you to get some professional training, because being a good salesperson is about 80% perspiration, but about 20% of it, and a very important 20%, is knowing how to apply that perspiration.
And let me add something, Jim. There are many different theories on how to be successful at sales, and that's reflected in their training. So if you take a training and you feel uncomfortable approaching sales that way, don't give up the training. Keep looking. For instance, my company does relationship training for salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's comfortable for some people. It's not comfortable for other people. So find out, you know, the type of sales training that's being offered, and get one that's going to work for you and your business. But definitely get trained.
Keep trying. Keep looking. Ask around for folks. You know, ask around with other people. And also, you know, Beverly, there's a lot of training that can be done virtually nowadays, isn't there?
Yes, there is. You can get a lot online. There's just a wealth of information.
Read books, and you've got a lot, Beverly, in your, you know, all the communication things that you talk about. I mean, what is selling if not communicating?
Exactly. Selling is communication. Selling is building relationships. Selling is time management, follow through. It's all of that. And we all need to get better at it.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else. Selling is a little different in the 21st century than it was earlier on in the 20th century. In my career, selling has changed. The way we approach customers, some of it hasn't changed, but some of it has. And especially the amount of time and the way people give you their time to sell them stuff, that's changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And you've got a smaller window of opportunity now, and you've got to make the most of it. And I always try to give the person something that I'm selling to. Give them an idea. Give them a lead somewhere. Even about a year or so, there was a big bid that I was. It was narrowed
Beverly,
down to.
Beverly, I'm sorry. You're going to have to tell us about that next time.
I will.
We've run out of time. I apologize, but thank you for being here. This has just been great. We've just got too much to talk about, folks, and we always do when Beverly joins us. Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you.
Beverly Inmaniba, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later. I'll be right back, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.